70,000 men across 27 countries have done it. And now it's coming to Woodfordia. Our next guest is John Abraham of the Mankind Project Queensland, a man on a mission. A mission that is helping other men becoming better versions of themselves. He joins us during Men's Health Week to talk about the new warrior training adventure taking place at Woodfordia in July. That's next month. A powerful 48-hour experience that strips away the noise and asks men a hard, honest look at themselves. It's a life-changing weekend that's helped men worldwide to find a better way forward, and Aussie men are already timing up and lining up to help staff it. Well, let's go to the big news. And John, for the people who've never heard of the new warrior training adventure, how would you describe it to a bloke who's a bit skeptical?
Oh, thanks, Shane, for having us along. And I wish we had about 6 hours to talk about this.
I know. Six hours would probably not cover it all. However, in saying that, how did you come across it and what made you decide to give it a go? And, well, tell us about the skeptical people that are out there. Let's get them into the game.
Absolutely. If I could paint a picture on these new warrior training adventures, let's say you've got about 50 participants. That's a good number.
Yep, that's a good number. Yep.
And obviously there's men staffing it, okay? Mm. It's like, oh, who are these staff? Well, the staff are all men like me who've done the training themselves at some time in the past. Mm. And we're all volunteers. Right. And if there's a ratio of about 1.5, so if there's 50 initiates or 50 men participating, there's probably about 80 staff, right?
You have to have a lot of people to help them nudge along, don't you? Yeah. Because they all need encouraging, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and how many training events or anything could you imagine where the staff actually pay to attend?
Well.
And why do we do that to try and keep the cost as low as possible for the participants.
It's a good idea.
So, yeah. So that's for any skeptics out there. It's it's pretty powerful stuff, and testament is the men who staff, I think, because they come back, they give back
now
because
the
of what they've got.
Name New Warrior sounds a bit intimidating. What does it actually mean in this context?
Yeah, New Warrior, I love it. It's about a 30-year-old term or 35-year-old term. That's how long MKP's been around for globally. Okay. Warrior in the modern context gives people a little bit of the heebie-jeebies with, toxic masculinity and all this sort of jazz.
But that has to come part of it that's how we're built.
That's right, mate. That's right. And look, there's a need when a man's a bit stuck or he's been stuck for a while and he comes on one of our weekends, he's got to dig deep. Mm. He's got to make a choice, and he's got to touch on or find a bit of mongrel in himself.
Got to touch his soul.
Yeah, yeah. He's got to go somewhere where perhaps he hasn't been before, but in a nice, clean, safe, facilitated way. Yeah. So the warrior piece is very appropriate.
Yeah, very appropriate. Mankind Project Queensland has been running for 25 years, as you mentioned, starting at Eagle Heights in Tambourine Mountain, then 15 years at Coonawarra at Springbrook. And what made it Woodfordia, the next chapter? That's just up the road from us here. It's just around the corner and up the ditch.
Yeah, very excited. Well, for me, it's great because I live on the north side of Brisbane, so I don't have to drive as far anymore.
You're there.
But certainly a nice big physical place where there's room is really important. We've had to move on a few times simply through sale of properties. Mm. We don't own these properties.
No.
So sometimes we just lose the home. That's what happened up at Eagle Heights. Mm. Springbrook, 15 years. Oh, what a magical place. But again, it's a long way away from Brisbane. It's quite an adventure getting up there.
Mm.
So we're looking for a place that was closer to Brisbane, make it more accessible to more men.
And Woodfordia, it's just up. It's there. You could touch it.
Yeah.
Go there.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's what you're asking for people to do, is go on up there.
Yeah.
How do they go about it?
Well, you can easily enough buy tickets on the website. There's a lot you can find on the website about MKP, Mankind Project, and how we operate in Queensland. There's i-groups or weekly men's groups dotted around Brisbane. Nearest ones to us here it would be in Bald Hills. That's where I sit.
Okay.
And the next one to the north would be at up at the Sunshine Coast. I forget the name of the place, but it's all on the website, the different iGroup locations.
Go to the website. We're all doing it these days. Yep. We're in the middle of Men's Health Week right now. Why is this the perfect time to have this conversation we're having?
Look, it's always important every day of the year, to be honest with you. When men, whether they're 18 or 60 years old, when they're firing well and going well, society goes well, families go well, communities go well, workplaces go well, okay? And when they're not firing well, whether they're 18 or 60...
They're not going well at all.
They're not going well at all. Things aren't going well for their partners, their kids, their family,
their workmates,
their employers.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's a huge cost. There's a huge cost, and we don't need to dive into all of that, but everyone's very aware of it is, whether it's domestic violence, kids needing intervention, loss of employment, all these sorts of things, through to incarceration, the judicial system, policing.
Even the spouse of the guy who is going on these journeys, their wives could be at risk.
Absolutely.
So it's a conversation we need to have all the time.
And funnily enough, quite often it's women who hear about Mankind Project and the new warrior
there,
training adventure.
go on and do
and
that.
And they give men they love a bit of a nudge.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Yeah, it's great.
Because the end result is, transformical, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it is. If I can use an analogy, it's I sat in my eye group in Bald Hills for 6 months before I had the opportunity to go on a training. It's really like it cracked my bonnet open going on the training. And if I can use another analogy, the eye groups are really important. I know we're here to talk about the new warrior training adventure, but the weekly groups that men can sit in. If you think of the new warrior training adventure as putting your car up on the hoist and giving it a really good look over, cracking the bonnet, etc., the eye groups is then the spanners and the screwdrivers, men tinkering on themselves at home. Okay, because that stuff's really important too.
And you do have to work on yourself.
You do.
So yeah. This is a good way to learn how to do it.
That's it. That's
you may not know how to do it. You'll soon learn.
That's it.
What is NWTA, the New Warrior Training Adventure Weekend? What is it? And what happens over those 48 hours that you go out there doing what you guys do?
Yeah, well, look, the staff get there on the Thursday. And again, they're all taking time off work. They're volunteers and they get there and they
set, and they're paying.
They set the place up. They set the place up and they form their own container, lots of meetings, getting things ready, getting their own head spaces tightened up, right? Ready to welcome the men who are participating. They come up on the Friday afternoon, the new men, okay? So I'll put it in basic terms. The first half of the weekend, I'll call it a descent. So it's about men exploring and touching on things in a safe and facilitated way that they probably may not have ever looked at before and never felt things.
And they're guided in this procedure, aren't they?
They are.
They're very encouraged and...
Very safe protocols.
Good.
But it's not a kumbaya, it's a stretch. You know, it does challenge men emotionally. Mm. So, and then the second half of the weekend is the ascent into the new them.
Now, here's a question I had for you about this weekend coming up. You cut off from the phones, the cars, the outside world, so you don't bring your phone.
Nope.
You don't bring anything. You just bring yourself and whatever clothes you need.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's a bit of a eye-opener. You don't, because everybody brings their phone everywhere. Not this time.
No.
Leave it at home.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Leave it in the car or whatever.
That's it. Wonderful leaving that stuff behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too much of it.
Okay, and if you're clear, not therapy, it's not retreat, it's not a quick fix. So what is it?
Yeah, look, it's if I can use another analogy, what I discovered about myself is that I was born with a toolbox. I just hadn't figured out how to open it and use the tools.
Use what's in there.
Right? So it really helps you discover that you do have an enormous amount of capability and tools within. And we just haven't been, I wasn't brought up knowing how to use those tools. Those emotional tools.
You do now.
I do now.
Yes.
Still a work in progress.
Yeah.
Always a work in progress.
But you at least know what the tools do and how to open it, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's physically challenging, emotionally challenging, or both?
It is very light on physically. There can be some processes that participants choose that they want to use to help them get somewhere in terms of opening up something emotionally. And that they could be puffing a bit after they've done their process that they have chosen.
But the emotional challenging.
For the most part, it's emotionally challenging.
Do they cry?
In a very safe, supported way.
Do they cry? Do they... get angry, what happens?
Yeah. Well, before I did MKP, the only emotions that I really had a sense that I was in contact with was anger and, if you like, my head stuck in a cloud.
Okay.
All right, if you can imagine an onion, a big onion with lots of layers and a fossilized onion.
And lots of oil that makes you want to cry.
That was me.
That was you.
Fossilized onion.
Wow.
So how the hell do you open that up to get down into the middle of it?
And then what do you do with it once you've opened it up?
That's it.
But so, there are people there to help you.
That's
the key.
Yeah, very skilled men that help you.
Okay, there's a lot of conversation right now about what it means to be a man.
Hmm.
And what gap does NWTA fill that men may not even realize that they're missing?
Look, I think it's just that sense of being worth it. Fundamentally, what a lot of blokes end up realizing when they do the work and have a bit of a look at themselves is that they might have these really tough exteriors and all that sort of stuff, but underneath it all, there's a deep sense of insecurity or am I worth it? I'm not worth it. So
or I'm doing things wrong or whatever the case might be.
And I don't know how to do anything any different, so I just keep on doing the same thing.
And it doesn't, and it ends up not working, and they're just back where they started.
Yeah, exactly.
This is to kickstart a new way of doing things.
Absolutely. And it's sustainable. That's the thing. None of this stuff is one-hit wonder. That you really, I know plenty of men who've only done the training and never sat in an I group, right, an MKP I group. And I know that plenty of men who've taken the tools from the training and their lives are on a new trajectory. So it truly is a life-changing experience whether or not men then also sit in I groups or not. But it's all about choice. You know, we're all sentient beings and we make choices every day about what we want to do, what we want to step into, what we want to lean into. At the end of the day, we've all got choices to make.
All right. Is this whole thing, the whole Warrior Project, is this for people who are in crisis or for any man who shows up?
Any man who shows up. Yeah, obviously a lot of men do show up in some form of crisis. Could be really immediate, like divorce or something, you know, they've been in touch with the law or whatever it is. Or it's a man who's been on a really struggling life path since they were 5 years old because of something that happened when they were 5 years old. So, yeah, it's for everybody.
All right. So the program also talks about men growing up without enough fathering or mentorship.
Yeah.
How does the weekend address that problem?
Yeah, look, mentoring's the big thing. I mean, I've been fortunate to live and work in a number of countries, different cultures, and so I've witnessed it firsthand the way village structure works. If I can just give you an analogy, right? The human society's been around for about 250,000 years.
Yeah, about that.
Okay. Something called men's work, women's work, initiation, rites of passage, mentoring has stopped in Western society.
It has.
Sometime in the last 1,000 years. So the other 249,000 years, I think they knew what they were doing, right?
No, they don't.
No, in the previous 249,000 years.
Oh, for sure.
They knew what they were doing.
But today we're not.
We've lost something.
We've lost a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So this is a great way of getting it back.
And this is why kids grow up so unruly. And not having any respect for anybody, whether it's the teacher, the mum, the dad, the police officer, anybody.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
It is dangerous. And it's really about bringing it home within yourself. There's a lot of projection going on these days. You know, there's sort of forms of masculinity, which is about blaming women or blaming the feminine. Well, I'll tell you what, a solid man recognises and touches the feminine within him. A solid woman recognises and touches the masculine within her as well. Okay, we are all connected.
And we belong together.
And we belong together.
Yes. So what happens after the weekend? What's the personal integration program? And that follows a few weeks later. And why is that important?
Yeah, it's really important. The look, the weekend is pretty intense. You come off the training with a lot going on, and you need to... I needed to decompress.
Unpack
it really slowly with my wife, with my kids, and I took my time doing that, okay? Then the PIT or primary integration training is another weekend, not a residential one. It can be residential depending on how our leaders want to run it, which is some time back in normal life and then come together again. And it's a very gentle but very deep and very meaningful way of integrating what you learnt on your training and in your recent weeks back in normal life, pulling it all together.
And are you finding answers to how to pull it together if you haven't already done that?
Yeah, look, there can often be like absolutely. There's I haven't spoken to a man or myself through on the PIT or primary integration training that hasn't gone, holy crap, that was as powerful or as meaningful as the training itself. So it's a really important piece of the puzzle.
The program offers ongoing men's circles called iGroups. What's the value of continuing that connection beyond the initial weekend?
Yeah, look, it's really, really important. I'm going to talk for me personally here, but I know I talk for a lot of other men. The new RO training is about cracking the bonnet. That's the big put the car on the lift.
And finding out what the tools do.
That's it. Find out, oh, we've got some tools. And then the weekly iGroups, 7 p.m. in most places, different nights of the week, usually over by about 10:30 p.m.
That's not too bad.
Just a random bunch of blokes who come together, familiar faces, new faces. Might be a group of seven, might be a group of 18, something like that. Sit in a circle together. And it doesn't matter if you're there to do some work yourself or not. Even if you're not, you're holding space for another man who needs to do some work. So it's the real deal. You're continuing your journey and you're learning more tools. And whenever you need to drop in and do some work yourself, and sometimes you don't even know until you walk through the door.
Indeed not.
But you've got this beautiful safe container of men that you trust. It's confidential and you're held and you are supported. And then 24/7 follow up and chat. Like we just set up WhatsApp chats and we just reach out to each other 24/7 if we need help.
And try and reinforce some of the things you've learned, hopefully,
yeah,
as well as perhaps maybe learn the odd new thing, which is always great.
Never stop learning.
Indeed. MKP runs 10 iGroups across Queensland, one including right here in the Sunshine Coast in Butterham, and Wednesday evening. So how does someone get involved into this?
Yeah, if you go to the website, you can find the address and the time and just rock on in. Or if you felt like having a conversation with one of the leaders of that group, you'll have a man's name on the website with that group and their mobile number. Give them a call.
And then
just show up. You walk up the stairs and it's volunteer donation. If you can afford it, $5 dropped in a tin, $10 dropped in a tin or via banking. That's it. This is a non-for-profit loaves and fishes organisation.
Time for the call to action. July training is 24th to 26th of July at Woodfordia. What do men need to know about registering?
Okay, go to the website. Are you able to drop those details?
I'm going to put it in the podcast. So I'll get them off you.
Yeah.
And I'll put that into the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So go to the website. You click on a few links and you end up at a Humanitix website. Yeah, and you can buy your tickets from there.
Okay, I'll get that off you in just a moment because we'll put that into our website.
Yeah.
And just fill out the paperwork there and then, well, the screen work in this case.
Yeah.
And you're on the way.
Yeah, and in the meantime, if you're curious, come and sit in an iGroup, right? Yeah. I sat in an iGroup for 6 months before I did my training. The other great thing about sitting in iGroups too is that we've got means of supporting men who might be doing it financially tough. The new RO training adventures, my goodness, they're the cheapest thing going around in terms of what you get. But it still costs. You know, I think it's about $1,500, right? That's cost recovery.
Yeah.
Okay, Woodfordia doesn't give you a site for free and you got to feed people and house people and all that sort of stuff. We can support men, particularly if they're already sitting in an iGroup, okay, and they've got to know the group and they're saying, man, I want to go, but I'm skint at the moment, and there's ways that we can support. iGroups collect their funds, as you know, through the donations at the door, and also a bunch of brothers, including myself, we've run swimathons a few times and we've built up a kitty of money, which can also support men as well. So,
all right, now it's time for your pitch. What's your message to the bloke who's curious but not sure it's for him?
Be brave. You're worth it. And it's all about you, brother. It's about making choices. No one's going to make choices for you. You got to make it yourself.
Links will be below in the podcast. You'll be able to see all the details. John, thank you so very much for sharing all that with us today. I've enjoyed the conversation. I hope you have too.
Me too, Shane. It's been great.
70,000 men across 27 countries cannot be wrong. The new warrior training program is coming to Woodfordia on the 24th to 26th of July. Registrations are now open, and below that, what I just said in the podcast, you're actually going to see the links to go across and sign up. And if today stirred something in you, don't ignore it. If you're a man who's ready to do the work, no matter if it's actual physical or emotional, or you know someone who is, head to mankindproject.org. That's mankindproject.org.
I'll give you the details of Queensland's website where you can get the tickets. So it's mkpqld.org.au.
Okay. I'll write that down in just a moment. John Abram from the Mankind Project, I want to thank you so much for having a chat to us. And it's been a liberating little chat we had. I've learned a few things even.
Absolutely.
So we can all get something out of it.
Yeah.
Listen more to these stories and events connecting our local community right here, right now, 1015fm.com.au.